we get things underway this afternoon by welcoming into the program our friend Nick Coit from ABC6 in Providence. Hi there, Nick.
Hi, Rich. How are you?
We're doing all right. How are you making it?
We're making it. Hey, I hope you and Gary are staying safe and healthy and getting through this thing okay.
Yeah, we're doing the best we can. We've moved to separate rooms today. I mean, it's kind of like that couple that they're not committed to completely going their separate ways, but we do need separate rooms.
Well, it's all part of the social distancing, initiative here, and we're doing the same thing. Everybody's like, I was joking the other night, when we go to the studio and, like, all the anchors are in the studio together, we have a pretty small studio here right in Providence, and I made the joke, I feel like when I walk on set, I'm like in the line for the soup Nazi on Seinfeld. I'm just like shuffling over, shuffling left, shuffling right. Ooh, I want extra bread, $3 extra. You know, but that's what we have to do to sort of, you know, keep up our social distancing. So.
Absolutely. When, how does it change the way you cover things?
Well, it's obviously a little bit of a new challenge without live sports going on. But I think some of the best stories so far have been how people are coping or how they're getting creative with, you know, the time that they have and how they've managed to handle what's going on. And you know, there's some challenges going around social media, and there's, you know, kids being creative and there's adults being creative. We just did a story last night at a local high school that really pushed ahead the push-up challenge. I was at Central Falls High School here in Rhode Island, and they really they did a great job. The governor recognized them the other day. They got a couple of the major league guys that are from here to do it. So, you know, it's just – and it keeps people positive. And then just having conversations with – you know, I just had a conversation with one of the athletic directors here locally just about what they're doing. And, you know, they've got time to think about some creative ways to go forward here. And then you're having, you know, we just talked with James White of the Patriots today via Zoom conference, and that was different. That's something we've never done before. But, you know, he's at his home, and, you know, we were all at home and trying to hunker down, and so it's very different. But we're finding ways for sure. And, you know, I said James White, for the NFL, that's there's been a lot of news, obviously, so that's helped us out a lot.
Oh, absolutely. There. And some good news. I know you cover a lot of college sports as well. Good news, at least for those spring athletes, that they're going to be given another year of eligibility by the NCAA.
Yeah, it's great. And it just gives them the option if they want it. And I think, you know, we have four Division I athletic programs here in Rhode Island. And I think of each school and what the results will be of this, because I think at, you know, a couple of the schools, you'll probably see a lot of the athletes take advantage of that extra year of eligibility, especially the seniors that were going to miss out on their last season here. You know, they'll find creative ways to, you know, take an extra class or two or work with admissions to be able to keep playing, you know. But for some schools like Brown University, you know, those kids, they're pretty smart, Rich, and they've got things lined up for graduation here in June. And so, you know, playing an extra year probably doesn't make sense, because they're probably going to go right into the world, into the field that they were studying for. So, but it at least gives them the option to have that extra year of eligibility. You know, it's not burned away, and I think that's the right thing to do for the NCAA. It's just trying to find, okay, how does it work for each situation? That's going to be the complicated part.
We're talking with Nick Coit here on Downtown. Well, the NFL has continued to at least provide us with some stories here nationally and in New England as well. But the story today, while it's about the NFL, it's also a story about a very good thing that Bob Kraft and the Patriots folks are doing.
Fantastic. Flying over a million N95 masks and medical equipment from China, using the Patriots planes, which the Patriots planes are usually hubbed right down the road at TF Green in Warwick, Rhode Island, and they got the clearance to go international and fly to China. They're going to fly into Logan Airport, bring it right to Massachusetts. They're going to ship some of those supplies down to New York. It's a fantastic story. You know, I understand Governor Baker had contacted the Crafts, and they stepped right up. And that's what this time period is all about. And those are the sorts of stories you love to tell, because, you know, it's people helping people in a very difficult time and very difficult circumstances. And, you know, I think it goes right along the lines of the volunteerism and, you know, helping out the community sort of things that Myra Kraft established, you know, with the Patriots, you know, when she was alive. And so that was it's a heartwarming story, but it sort of falls right in line with what the Patriots try to preach and without their, you know, through their organization.
Nick, do you think it's going to be strange? And I don't know. I'm torn on this. I don't have the answer for myself. If things continue as they are and the NFL stays on schedule for their off-season events, will it be a good thing to have the draft going on in late April, or will that just seem a bit macabre to do that when tens of thousands of people may be dying every week in this country?
It's a tough question to answer, Rich, and it's a good one to ask, because you're right. Are we going to be sitting there each day while, you know, we're in the really at the height of this thing, and, you know, there's going to be families jumping up and down and celebrating? But I don't know. To me, I tend to think, like, if you can do business as usual, if you can have something to distract you, if you can have something to lift you up, you know, and some of the stories that we hear out of the draft can really, they can lift you up, you know, and, you know, some kid comes from, you know, nothing or nowhere, and he's a first round pick and gets to live out his dream. It's tough to find the balance, because you're right, Rich. You know, if you look at that, you know, you rub the wrong way. You know, if somebody's, you know, getting drafted and, you know, celebrating while, you know, again, the curve is at its tipping point. So I don't know. It's tough to answer, but I think so far the NFL has gone with business as usual. I think they're going to keep going with business as usual. And I think for sports fans and for people that like good stories, it is a good distraction. And it's not like it's going to be your full-on walking the stage, hugging right. The commissioner sort of thing. That's not what's going to happen here. It's just going to be, you know, teams carrying out what they usually carry out around this time of the year. So, you know, there's pluses and minuses, but I think as much consistency as we can keep in our, you know, everyday life and business and whatnot, I think it's a good thing for a lot of people.
Now, some big national and even global events postponed: the Olympics, Wimbledon, the British Open, and all of those are events coming up much, much later in the year. So is it realistic to think that we'll see any actual games much before fall?
It's tough to say, because you obviously want to take this thing as with as much caution as you can. And, you know, that's why it's difficult to say. We just don't know how long this is going to go. And you don't want to come back early. You don't want to force it. You don't want to rush it. As much as the NBA or the NHL would want to finish its season, you know, you have to err on the side of caution here. You have to wait until this thing is cleared out. And so, for the NBA and the NHL, it is going to be very difficult to finish the season. I'd love to see it. I'd love to see them get creative. You know, ideas have been thrown out around the NBA circles of, you know, trying to pretty much kind of put teams in a bubble and have them play out the rest of the season in Las Vegas or in the Bahamas or somewhere where they're isolated and they're quarantined off from the rest of the world. And, you know, it's creative. I like that kind of creativity, how realistic it is. I'm not sure. I don't know if, you know, players want to be away from their families for that long. So I think it is going to have to take creativity to get those seasons finished. With baseball, who knows? It may be difficult to try to start a season with baseball because you're trying to be cautious there. I think the one league of the four major sports, you know, you look at the NFL and you say, if they could try to get something going by, they could try to get it going by September. Is that realistic? I don't know. Maybe. But they have the best chance of anybody because they got the most time on their side. So I don't know. It's going to be difficult to say whether or not we could finish some seasons, get things started. But again, it's all about caution and making sure this thing is settled down and it's beat up before we really get back into what we all enjoy with sports.
Absolutely. Hey, well, Nick, it's good to talk with you, my friend. Stay safe, be well, and we'll check in with you again before too long.
Hey, right back at you guys, okay? And, yeah, my best to your families as well. And, yeah, be safe.
Thanks, Nick. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care, guys.
Nick Coyd of ABC6 in Providence joining us here on Downtown.